A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Be'yot Zayin 16a, pagination, page 31. But we'll start from the facing page. So we're on Tesvav Amud Beis 15b, pagination, page 30. Six lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara regarding expenditures for Shabbos. Mai ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uzchem. What does it mean when the pasuk says that joy for Hashem is your strength? Amar Rav Yechanan, Amar Rav Elazar, Reb Shimon, Amar Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem tells the Jewish people, Bonai, my children, Levu alai, you can even borrow on my account, so to speak. Vekidshu kedushas hayom, and make kiddush. Veheminu bi, and trust me. Vaani poreya, I will pay up. What is this Gemara telling us? So we have a concept that even if a person doesn't really have the money to make Shabbos, but he can borrow, he can extend himself, then he should, relying that Hashem will pay him back. We'll see in a Gemara in a moment that the expenditures for Shabbos are on a different account. They count in a very different way. So the original pasuk that was being quoted here is Chedvas Hashem, the joy for Hashem, Hi Ma'uzchem, that's your strength. That's your source of success, that you're joyous for Hashem, and that carries it through, that you won't take a loss as a result of what you've done expending for Shabbos. It is a similar concept to what we find by Rosh Hashanah, that we rejoice, even though it's a Yom HaDin, a Day of Judgment, and we maintain that our bitachon, our trusting in Hashem, that things will work out, is itself a favorable mitzvah, a positive energy which is created because of our trust in Hashem. So over here, rejoicing because it's Shabbos is your strength that you will have financial success. You'll be able to replace the money which you borrowed or overextended yourself. Now, there are a few caution points over here. One caution point is that we should indeed do it because of Chedvas Hashem, joy for Hashem. If a person just thinks that he's going to be a reckless spender for Shabbos without it being to honor Hashem within what's humanly possible, that we should be doing it, L'shem Shamayim, so then it's not clear that you have a blanket usage of the credit card to just do whatever you want. We're talking about Chedvas Hashem. There's a classic joke, they say, that the Pasuk in Oz Yashir says, Zekeli v'an ve'u, this is my God and I will glorify him. And that's how we enhance mitzvahs to honor Hashem. But some people, instead of Zekeli ve'anveyu, they're doing Zeli ve'anveyu. They're doing it for themselves. And not clear to what extent the bracha a person is entitled to rely on if they're doing it for themselves. Again, within the realm of humanly possible to have the right intent as we do it, which means that certain expenditures will do because we feel that it will enhance the joy of Shabbos, and certain things has nothing to do with honoring Shabbos, and why exactly are you doing that? A second question point is made by the Aruch HaShulchan. This is a bit of a debate, but the Aruch HaShulchan maintains that the concept of Levu Alai, you're allowed to borrow for the sake of Shabbos and trust that Hashem will come through, refers to a person who in natural living has reason to believe that Hashem will give him what he expends. In other words, he's in a business that sometimes he makes a little more, sometimes he makes a little less, and he extends himself, he pushes himself, he borrows, hoping that tomorrow, next week, the next month, it's going to work out better and he's going to make more money. But if a person is literally on a very, very specific budget according to certain constraints, so then the Aruch HaShulchan maintains that that's the type of person of Asei Shabbat Chol V'Al Tetzarech Labrios. You should simplify your Shabbos in order not to take tzedakah. In other words, we're talking about two different types of people. One person is ambitious and says, I hope my business works out. He has no intent that this is going to put him into debt and he's going to have to come to the communal tzedakah fund to bail him out. And the other person is not so ambitious. He doesn't have that type of business. He doesn't have that type of wherewithal or positioning. And if he borrows, he's just going to end up by the tzedakah fund. So the person of levu alai, to borrow, is talking about a person who's moving. He's got some fluctuation in what he's doing, and therefore he has the right to say, Chedves Hashem, Hima Uzchem, joy for Hashem is my strength, and he's allowed to borrow. It is a bit of machlokes, how to apply that in practical terms, and a person should definitely turn to the guidance of a spiritual mentor. The completion of this thought begins on the last line of the page, Tani Rav Tavchlifa Achua de Rav Noi Chuzah, Kol Mizonosov Shal Odom, onto Tezayin Amad Aleph, 16a at the top, all sustenance of the person, Kitsuvim Lamoresh Hashanah Vad Yom HaKippurim, is decided at the high holiday time. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's when it's decided how much you're going to make this year. Chutz, with the exception of Otsuah Shabbosos veOtsuah Yomim Tovim, what you spend for Shabbos or Yom Tif, and the Gemara adds in veOtsuah Banav L'Talmud Torah, and what you spend on your children's Jewish education, those things are not included in the ruling, in the decision, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, but rather in Piches Pochsim Lovim Hosif Mosifim Lo. The allocation Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time is the median. But if you do less, then they diminish the amount they give you, how much Hashem gives you from heaven. And if you give more, then they'll increase your allocations. That item, that line item in the budget is fluctuating. It depends how you handle it. So the wording here is, if you give less, they give less. If they give more and more, and that's why I translated it, that there is a median. They give you what they think in heaven, according to your positioning at Rosh Hashanah time, what's considered average. But it will fluctuate based on the amount that you actually spend. Rashi points out that this is a warning to people, Li Zoher, second line of Rashi, Milasus Yitzia Meruba. Person shouldn't spend indiscriminately. You have to be very careful what you spend, because if you overspend, in heaven they allocated you your sustenance for the year. They didn't necessarily agree to whatever standard of living you happen to be choosing. But if it comes to these items that the Gemara is describing, Shabbos expenditures, if you want to overextend yourself, then there is bracha, blessing, that is promised. Continuing on the theme of Shabbos, I want to squeeze in a famous Gemara, the first wide line, middle of the line. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, Hashem told Moshe, Moshe, matana tova yesh li beveis genozai v'Shabbos shema. I have in my storehouse, hidden away, a special present. Its name is Shabbos. V'ani mevakesh litno liYisrael, I would like to give it to the Jewish people. Lech v'hodia osam. Go and tell them that I have this special present called Shabbos that I'd like to give them. The Gemara elaborates that it's a special present in this world and in the next world, tremendous reward associated with it. The Marshal makes an interesting observation regarding Shabbos, that in a certain way, Shabbos is the fixing, the response, the tikkun to Adam HaRishon, first man's sin, for which he was punished, b'zeyes hapecha tocha lechem, that he will work hard to make a living. Shabbos is like the response, the tikkun, the consolation. Because on Shabbos we're told that all of that work is not done. Instead, b'Shabbos b'menucha, Hashem promises us that we're not going to take a financial loss for keeping Shabbos. Even what we spend purposely, expenditures, are going to be reimbursed. Shabbos is the makor habracha, the source of blessing for the entire week. And therefore, it is the moment of elevation, the moment of restoring the kind of blessing that Hashem originally intended to be able to sustain mankind without them working with the pain and difficulty that we were assigned as a result of the punishment from that first sin. And therefore, Shabbos, on many levels, is described as a matana tova, a very, very good present, yesh li beveis genozai, that's hidden away in Hashem's plan to give to us, for us to treasure. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.